We're up to Ayin Gimel on the days. Top. The Asurin La'onein, Reb Shimon Matir. And Bikurim and Truma are Asur to an Onein, and Reb Shimon says it's Mutter. Minolahu. How do they know that it's, first of all, it's Asur? Yachsiv. Losucha lecho bisharecho, maser digoncho, the tirosho vitzarecho, Utrumas Yodcha. Omar Mar, Trumas Yodcha, Elu Bikurim. Trumas Yodcha is Bikurim. Rashi says, Omar Mar, Mesechs Makas, Trumas Yodcha, Elu Bikurim. The boy Havos Mokom. Because it says you can't eat it, Bisharecha. You have to bring it, Kiyim Elu Mokom. So that's how we know Trumas Yodcha means Bikurim. Because it says, the Samta Batena Vahalachta. The Hosom Ashmin, an essay. And that's an essay. You can't eat these things bishorecha ki im el hamakom b'sucha lechol. You're not allowed to eat them, but it's not a lav. It's an essay. The essay is ki im b'makom. Asher Tosfos says, how do you know trumas yodcha is bikurim? Because it says yad v'lokach hakoyin atenem yodecha. Trumas yodcha is what you raise up from your hand. That alludes to bikurim. Rashi says the reason is because it needs havas makom. Okay, but truma, regular truma can't be, because truma you don't have to take anywhere. Totally eats wherever he is. V'hoch hashmin azoris lav la'ochla mikvuh. Now here there's a lav la'sucha lecho b'shorecha. If you eat it outside the beis hamikdash, then bikurim. So then, or outside the what's it called Yerushalayim, so you get malchus. Ilu truma mamish kodshe gavul hivlo boychom. Right, bikurim, truma can't be referring to truma because these things you have to bring to the mikdash, and truma you don't have to bring to the mikdash. Okay, so that's what we know. Like losucha lecho b'sharecha, ma'aser digoncho v'tirosho v'tzarecha, utrumas yodcha, va'omer mar trumas yodcha el bikurim. The iskash bikurim la'ma'aser, ma'aser also va'olne, not bikurim also va'olne. So that's how the Tanakhama knows that Bikurim are also to an Onen, because it's Hukash L'Maiser. Right? Since it says, L'Sucha Lecho B'Shorecha, it mentions Maiser. And then it says, what's it called, Trumas Yodcha, which is Bikurim. So Maiser and Bikurim have a similar din, L'Gabi Onen. Reb Shimon, what does Reb Shimon do? Truma, Karinu Rachmona, Ma Truma Muteris La'Onen, not Bikurim Muter La'Onen. No, it calls it Truma L'Maiser. It calls it truma to tell me that just like truma is mutter to an onein, so bikurim are also mutter to an onein. Okay, so that's why the machlokas. Do we favor the hekish of truma to meiser, to bikurim to meiser, or no? Since it called it truma siodcha, it referred to it as truma, has the same din as truma. Rashi, truma muteris la'onein, kedomer b'reish pirkin, like we learned in the beginning of the parrot. Zoros amarti l'chavelo aninus. A zor can't eat truma, but an onein could. Okay, for the chayovim bebiur, right? You have to get rid of them or get them out of the house and take care of them by the end of the third year. Truma and bikurim, mashein ke what's it called, meiser and truma, meiser and bikurim, mashein ke truma. Reb Shimon Poter, Reb Shimon Paters by Bikurim. Why? Mar Makish and Mar Lo Makish. Right? One is Makish through Bikurim to Meiser, just like Meiser needs Beer, Bikurim need Beer, and Reb Shimon is not Makish because it's called Truma and has the same din as Truma. V'osu Levayer Mehem B'Tuma, Rashi Rashi, Mar Makish, Tanakama Makish Bikurim Le Meiser, Dechsiv Be Bi'arti HaKodesh. And therefore he holds Bikurim also need Biur. And the Tanakhama is what, and Reb Shimon is not Makish because he holds it's more significant that it calls it Truma, so it's the same din as Truma. Okay. But also the Vayermen Betuma, and you're not allowed to burn them and use them for fuel, right? Both Bikurim and Meiser, but Truma you are. Truma Tmeya you're allowed to burn and use for fuel. The ochlam betumasatz maloke, and if they're tamei and you're tahar, okay, you're tahar, but the bikurim or the meiser is tamei, right? Bikurim is over here. you eat bikurim when they're tamei but you're tahar, you get malchus. Minolan, the Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, lo biarti minenu b'tamei. I didn't get rid of it, or I didn't, what's it called, didn't burn it and get rid of it when it was b'tamei. B'tamei implies bein shani tamei v'hu tahar, whether I was tamei and it was tahar. And Tulsa says, how does it remain tahar if you're tamei? Somebody pushed it in your mouth, or you touched it with a long stick, or whatever. So you didn't worry about tamei it, even though you were tamei and it was tahar. Bein shani tahar v'hu tamei. Or the person was tahar, but the bikurim were tamei. The heichen muzur alechila. So, right? Okay, let's see what's it called. Let's sit over here. The heichen muzur alechila. So, where is there an azara to eat? What's it called? Not to eat truma when you're tamei. So, Mara says tuma sagupa hediksibe nefesh ashetiga bo the tama atahare velo yochal mina kadoshim, and kadoshim over here means truma. So the Gemara right away says, what are you talking about? If you're talking about where you're tamei and the thing is tahar, the truma is tahar, right? Tuma saguf, there's a pasuk, right? Meshes asher tigo bo v'tama v'tama ad ha'orev and lo yochal. Then a person who becomes tamei can't eat kadoshim, can't eat truma. Kim rochas besorim amay. So it's Allah. That's what I know. Gemara says no. Hachik mi boyalei. Tumas atzmo minay. How do you know if you're tahar and the truma is tamei that you're not allowed to eat it? Tamid lomar lo sucha lecho bishorecha maaser degoncha ulahalan hu omer bishorecha tochlenu hatamei vahatar yachdov katsviva chayil. Right? The tana devar bishmuel. This pasuk is talking. First it says lo sucha lecho bishorecha maaser degoncha tirosh chavitzarecha. Then it says bishorecha tochlenu hatamei vahatar yachdov katsviva chayil. That's talking about psulei hamukdashim. Psulei hamukdashim is kodshim that became pasul, and you redeemed them, and now they're basically chulin, right? You can eat them whether you're tahar, tamei, it makes no difference. You just, they're aser begiza, you can't what's it called, shear their wool, and you can't use the what's it called, the milk. And the geezer babo, you can't do work with them. But otherwise, they're regular chulin, and you can eat them even if you're tamei, right? The tamei is very bishmuel. Afilu tamei v'tor ochlan al shulchan echad. Tamei and tor can eat them together. They don't have a din anymore of kachim that you have to watch them b'tahara. You can eat them when they're tamei. When you're tamei, psulei amukdashim. The kaira achas ve'ena choshishim. The ka'amar achmana ha'huda amri l'cha hasim b'sharecha tochlenu ha'chalo seichu. Right, the beginning of the parasha speaks about what you can't eat outside of Yerushalayim, Meiser and Bikurim or whatever. And then it says, what's it called? However, Psulei HaMukdashin, you can eat Tamei V'Tahar, right? Bishorecha Tochlenu. What I told you, you can't eat Bishorecha, that Taki you can't eat Tamei either. Only those things you're allowed to eat bishorecha hatamei v'hatar yachta. But the things that it said before, lo sucha lecho bishorecha, there is not tamei v'tar yachta, and therefore, even if the thing is tamei and you're tahar, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay. Rashi, the heichen muzer al achila eni yodea talmud lomar al sucha. Hochi garcina, the lishna the brisa, the sifri. Gabi hai krod lo suchal, and the sifri on that pasuk lo suchal lecho bishorecha in devarim, this brisa is said in the sifri. Sifri is the brises on devarim. So the safra is on vayikra, and the sifri is on bamidbar and devarim. So the brisa on this pasuk in the sifri says the following. Right, it says lo suchal lecho bishorecha michlal shenemar lo biarti mimenu b'tamei. Bein shani tamei v'hu tahar, bein shani tahar v'hu tamei. Right? I didn't get rid of it when, what's it called, I was tamei and it was tahar. I didn't burn it and use it for fuel, or I was tahar and it was tamei. The heichen muzer al achila. So that I know, from there I know that you're not allowed to burn maaser like you are truma. Truma tmeya, you're allowed to burn. Kohen's allowed to use it for fuel. But Meiser, even if it's Tamei, you can't burn it. Right? It only can be used for food, and if it's Tamei, and you can't use, what's it called, you can eat Meiser that's Tamei, what's it called? You can't burn it. You can't use it for fuel. I might think that if it's tamei, then you could use it for fuel. Kamash mulan, no, even maaser you can't use for fuel. Same thing bikurim. So now the hechad muzar al achila. How do you know you can't eat bikurim that are tamei? Eini yodea tamed lomer lo sucha v'achi perusha. Mechlal shenemar bevidui maaser lo biarti mimenu betamei. Demashma bein shani tamei. Right, that I didn't burn it as fuel. Whether betame, betame is generic. Whether I'm tame or it's tame. Vein shani tame, homis vada shalo biaro be'esh velo hidvik bo esaner. I didn't use it for fuel to light a candle or to use it for fuel for an oven. The chos came betahar velo nitan el achilu shtiyah v'sicha. Surely ma'isur tahar, right? You can't use for fuel because you're supposed to eat it or what? Drink it or anoint with it. Even when I couldn't eat it, I couldn't use it for fuel. Right? Where do you know that you can't eat maaser that became tamei? Right? Where do you know that you're not allowed to eat it? It's maaser over here that even maaser that became tamei, which I'm not allowed to eat, I didn't use for fuel. Where do you know you're not allowed to eat it? Right. Where do we have a pasuk who tells me the maaser that tamei can't eat? Eini yodea lav mefurish lekach ne'amar lo sucha. There's no lav mefurish, but we infer it from these two psukim lo sucha. The hashda parich hashas mitmei d'lasalik mil. Say before it finished, the Gemara right away jumps in and says, "What are you talking about? If you're talking about not eating it when you're tamei, right? There's a pasuk that says you can't eat it when you're tamei." Tumas haguf behedyuksiva va'maik tani eni yodeya lo yochal min hakadoshim u'mokmin and haikrov ma'aser. Later on, the Gemara is going to say that kadoshim is talking about ma'aser. L'kamon bepirkin k'dichsiv ki imrochas besorim amayim v'lo boy harav shemesh. Because over there it says that you're allowed to eat it immediately after you go to the mikveh, and you don't need to wait till nightfall. So it can't be talking about truma, and surely it can't be talking about real kadoshim, right? So it must be talking about ma'aser. Maaser doesn't need Harif Shemesh, but if you're Tamei and you haven't gone to the mikveh, you can't eat Maaser. And Gemara right away says, no, we're not talking about where you're Tamei. Where you're Tamei, there is a pasuk that says you can't eat Maaser. Lo yochal min hakadoshim. But how do I know when it's Tamei and I'm Tahar that I can't eat it? Right? That's what we're looking for. So where do we know that from? B'sharecha tochlenu b'psulei hamukdashim koi l'acher pidyonim sh'ochlen zor psulei hamukdashim. So you're pulled to them, they become mamish like chulin, and the money becomes kodesh, and then you buy other kodeshim with that money. That's psulei hamukdashim, and anybody can eat them, and you can eat them when you're tamei, tahar, they're tamei, they're tahar, it's all okay. So hahu, so we say b'sharecha tochlenu, the things you're allowed to eat b'sharecha, which is psulei hamukdashim, those you can eat tamei and tahar. But things that lo sucha lecho b'sharecha, the things that you're not allowed to eat b'sharecha, which includes maaser, those you're not allowed to eat tamei v'tahar v'yachto b'sharecha dehasim dekashari leil tahar laochlo achar shenaga tamei b'kara v'nitma kamina lochacha b'maaser sheni lo seichu. The Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat if the thing became Tamei, somebody Tamei touched it, and it became Tamei, even if you're Tahar, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay. Right. So that's how we know that Maaser Sheni, if it's what's it called, if you're Tamei, we know Maaser Sheni you can't eat because it says Lo Yochal Min HaKadoshim. And it can't be talking about kachim or truma, because they're sure you need Harav Shemesh. And it's talking, you can eat immediately after we go to the mikvah. And if it's tamei and you're tahar, that we know from the lo sucha lecho b'sharecha. Okay, ma she'en ken b'truma, minolad. How do you know that truma is not like that? Right? That truma, where the truma itself is tamei, there's no lav. You eat truma when it's tamei and you're tahar, there's no lav. It's only an isur aseh. It's aser, but it's only an isur aseh. Omer of Avom, Rav Yochanan, Omer Kra, lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei. Mimenu i'atomadu. So the first thing we want to learn is that truma is different, that you're allowed to use it for fuel. Truma tameya, you're allowed to burn and use for fuel, which is not like maaser or bikurim. So how do you know that truma tameya you're allowed to burn? Because it says, right, lo biarti mimenu betomi, mimenu iatomaser. Maaser you can't use for fuel. Aval atomaser shemen shel truma shenitma. But truma tameya you are allowed. Only mimenu, so it's a mute, but not truma. Smart says the ema mimenu iatomaser. Aval atomaser shemen shel kodesh. Maybe it doesn't come to tell me that you're allowed to use truma for fuel if it's tamei, but you're allowed to use kodshim for fuel if they're tamei. So Mar says, "Last kavachomer who? Right? Isn't a kavachomer? Ma meiser akal omra Torah lo biarti menu betamei. Meiser you're not allowed to use for fuel. Kodesh homer lo koshkin. Surely kodshim you're not allowed to use for fuel." So Mar says, "Ihochi truma nami kavachomer who? That's the case. Truma is more chomer than meiser." Right, so why don't we say the same thing? If you can't use meiser for fuel, you surely can't meiser tamei for fuel. You surely can't use truma tameya for fuel. Same reason that we don't learn this to the mimenu to exclude kodshim because it's a kavachomer that you can't use it. So let's not exclude truma either and have a kavachomer. Or it says no, haksi mimenu. There is something that's mamuit. Right, meiser not, but something else yes. So not kodshin because that's a kavachomer, but yes truma. It's also a kavachomer. Umaro isa. So basically, we're saying that since we have a pasuk that tells me something else, you are allowed to use for fuel, but what's it called? Can't be kodshin because of kavachomer. So anything left is truma. So truma, yes, it can be used for fuel. Umaro isa. Why be mamayit truma, but not kodshin? Mistabra kodesh lo matina shekain pankeches. It's a simen pigul, noser, korban, meila, koris, va'asur la'one. Right, all these things apply to kodesh. It's very chomer. There's pigul and noser. Pigul, if you have mechashiv to eat it more than its regular time, so that's pigul, and you have koris on that. If you eat something even during the time, but you had kavana when you made one of the four avodah, shrita, zrika, kabbalah, holacha. Right, you did it in order to be eat the carbon past its time, or be makter the emurim past its time. So that's called pigul. It becomes pigul immediately if the kohen has let machshava, and it's usher to eat the koris. So that's a pretty chomer. That doesn't apply to truma. No, sir. If you taka left it over more than the time, you shechted it, you did all the avodas to say there, but now it's the over the time for eating it, and you ate it. That's no, sir. Carbon, it's called a carbon. Me'ila, a carbon me'ila. You have to bring, what's it called? Yechayiv me'ila on kodshim. And kares, and there's an issue of kares if you eat a zorich kodshim. And an onen is not allowed to eat kodshim. Or it says no. So that's why kodshim, we wouldn't be marbe that you could use it for fuel. But truma is what's it called, is not as chomer as kodshim, doesn't have all these chumras. Therefore, well, since it says mimenu, only meiser you can't use for fuel, that comes to tell me truma you could use for fuel for stomach. So Mara says, adarava, truma lo mamatino shekein machpaz. Truma is in some ways more chomer than kodshim. First of all, it's chayiv misa. Right? You're chayiv misa if a tzar eats truma. And the Gemara in the beginning thought kares is worse than, the first man the Omer holds kares is worse than misa. And the second one holds that kares is what's it called, less than misa. Tosus learns that what's it called, that the Gemara had charot. It's not talking about when you ate it when you're tamei, and then you get what's it called, then you get kares. It's talking where a zar ate it, and then it's only what's it called, only misa there too. The chomesh, and if you what's it called, eat truma b'shogeg. You have to add an extra chomesh, which doesn't apply to somebody eating kodesh. The ein lo pidyon, you can't be poldeit it, but kodshim, there is a way of being poldeit it. Vasura lazorim, and a zor is not allowed to eat it, right? But certain kodshim, a zor is allowed to eat, right? Shlomin, a zor is allowed to eat, part of the shlomin. Tomorrow says, hanach nefisha. The iboyesei makori sadifa. Right, there's more chumras by kodshim than by truma, and another thing is kares is worse than misa. the Gemara thought that Mis is worse than Karis. Not true. Karis is worse than Mis. Rashi. Kodesh, kagon shemen kodesh, kagon shehukdash leminachos v'nitma. You have shemen that you were makdish for menachos, that's kodesh, and it became tameh. You can't use it for fuel. Shekei motzinu chumris v'kodesh v'ein hagz v'trumah. There's certain chumris that apply to kodesh, don't apply to truma. Pigul noser v'kori carbon laviyu lefnim. Pigul and noser apply to kachim, they don't apply to truma, and it's called a carbon. You bring it inside the azara, bring it inside the mikdash. But truma, you don't bring in the azara. The yeshbo meila lehenas from mishogeg. Somebody's in the henna from kodesh mishogeg. He's over meila, so bring a carbon meila. The kares laochla betumas saguf. And if you're tamei and you eat it, you're chayv kares. Va'asur laonen and kachim are asur laonen. Mashen king truma is mutter laonen and truma. There's what's it called? No kares. Mar says no, but truma has other chumras. Machpas misa laochla betumas saguf. Now the Gemara thinks that Misa B'dei Shemayim is worse than Karis. Right, and you have to add a Chomesh if a Zor eats Truma. That even though a Kohen can eat it, he has to add a Chomesh when he pays it back. Also, if you eat it, you have to add a Chomesh if it is Me'ila. But that's only where it's usher to the Kohanim to eat too. Once it has a heter, but the Kohanim is no more Me'ila, and there's no more Chomesh. But Truma, even when the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Truma, a Zor who eats it has to add a Chomesh. The ain't law opinion with Truma. You can't be poed a Truma, right, and exchange it for something else. The Truma remains Truma always. Avomatsinu pidyon lekodesh achlo kiddush bechli. By kachim, until you put it into a klisharis, even if you were makdish, it had kedushas pet, but it didn't have kedushas kli, you could be poded and exchange the kedusha to something else. Truma asura lezarim, avokachim kalim mutar lezarim. Truma is never mutter to a zar, and there are karbanos that are mutter to a zar shlomi. A zar can eat part of a shlomi. Right. So the Gemara says no, but the ma'isa there's more chumras for kodesh, and therefore we say a kal v'chomer that if ma'iser you can't use for fuel, surely you can't use kodesh. But since it says mimenu, that we say that truma, though, you could use for fuel.